Hi, welcome back to the channel. This video is another update on the situation in Turkey. And in today's video, I want to talk about dollarization. Now, dollarization is the situation you get to when a country starts to use the US dollar alongside its own currency. And that is happening right now in Turkey. And the level of dollarization has started to get to the point where it is a major concern. So in this video, I'll run through exactly what dollarization is. We'll have a look at the latest data from Moody's, which shows the level of dollarization in Turkey right now. And I'll talk about some of the other countries where dollarization is extremely high. I'll have a look into the reasons why a country starts to move to a situation where it wants to use the US dollar rather than its own currency. We'll then move on to talk about what issues this throws up for the country going forward and how it affects the economy. We'll then have a look at some of the specific factors relating to dollars in Turkey. If you follow the channel, you'll know that the Turkish authorities have brought in a variety of schemes to try to gather in as many dollars as they can for the Turkish Central Bank. And then finally, I'll wrap up with a summary as to what the likely situation is going to be over the next 3 to 6 months in Turkey. So before we get into all of that, I'd be really grateful if you could give me a thumbs up at some point during this video if you're enjoying the content, and also if you could subscribe if you haven't done so already. And don't forget that I always include chapters in my videos, so if there's a topic that you're not that interested in, it's really easy to skip over it and move on to the next. So the definition of dollarization is the situation when the US dollar is used in addition to or instead of the domestic currency of another country. Dollarization usually happens when a country's own currency loses its usefulness as a medium of exchange due to hyperinflation or instability. So the main driver for dollarization to occur is inflation. When you have high levels of inflation, the value of the currency in your pocket reduces on a daily basis. You can buy less goods for every single unit of currency. And if the rate of inflation gets to extremely high levels, then people and companies within that country move to the dollar because they want a store of value. They want to maintain the value that they've built up. You don't want to see your personal net worth evaporate because you're a millionaire in a currency that suddenly becomes worthless. So in these situations, there is a rapid movement towards a currency that everybody has confidence in, and globally, that is the US dollar. And dollarization has been around for a very long time, more than 100 years. And we see partial dollarization, where countries adopt the dollar alongside their own currency, and we've even seen full dollarization, where certain nations have abandoned their own currency and moved full-time to the US dollar. So there are a number of small countries that have adopted the dollar exclusively, and the list includes British Virgin Islands, Caribbean Netherlands, Marshall Islands, Federated States of Micronesia, Palau, and Turks and Caicos Islands. But we've also got a long list of countries that are using the US dollar alongside their native currency. Official data on the level of dollarization is hard to come by because it's not something that most countries want to advertise. You don't want to be telling the world that your own currency is on its way out and defunct and that everybody prefers to use dollars. But we've got a chart here from Moody's which shows the level of dollarization at the end of 2020. And Moody's definition of dollarization for this table is the percentage of foreign currency deposits in the domestic banking system. Now, in this table, you can see there are three countries with a level of dollarization above 50%. They are Azerbaijan, Belarus, and Uruguay. And there are specific reasons for all three of them. Azerbaijan is a relatively small country, and its economy is dominated by oil. And when the global oil price collapsed in 2014, it plunged the Azerbaijan economy into crisis. The fall in the value of oil caused the local currency manat to crash, and initially the central bank tried to support it by buying currency in the open market, but eventually it gave up on that, and the rapid devaluation combined with a loss of confidence led the country to move to a dollarization situation. Belarus was formerly part of USSR, and when it became independent, it created its own currency called the ruble. Now, the ruble was initially linked very closely to the Russian ruble. However, after a series of crises and a redenomination of the currency, the central bank decided to tie the ruble to the US dollar. That didn't solve the problems in Belarus, and eventually they had to undertake a second redenomination at a 10,000 to 1 rate. So a long-standing lack of confidence in the Belarus ruble has led to very high levels of dollarization. The highest ranked country on this table is Uruguay, which is a small South American country with around about 3.5 million population. Now, Uruguay is a neighbor of Argentina, and in 2002, there was a financial crisis in Argentina, which resulted in all bank accounts being frozen. And lots of rich Argentinians held money in Uruguayan banks. And at that point, there was a run on all of those banks as all the Argentinians wanted to remove their US dollar deposits. This had a huge negative impact on Uruguay and caused a financial crisis in the country. And the value of the local currency, the peso, fell dramatically. That crisis, combined with high levels of inflation, led to a loss of confidence in the peso, and all of the population and companies in Uruguay moved to using the US dollar. And now over 60% of all loans made in Uruguay are made in US dollars. So if we have another look at the table, we can see that fourth on this chart is Turkey, which at the end of 2020 had a dollarization level of around about 45%. Now, Moody's have provided an update on this situation, and they are now stating that at the end of 2021, the level of dollarization was 63%, and they're forecasting that that will increase to 65% by the end of 2022. Now, there are two different factors relating to dollarization. There is unofficial dollarization, which is day-to-day usage. So this is actually cash usage, people using the greenback to buy goods and services. And then there is the financial dollarization. And financial dollarization relates to loans. So some banks decide that they don't want to make loans in the local currency, and they would prefer to make loans in US dollars because they know what the long-term value of a dollar is. And if you take a loan in US dollars from a bank, then you need to have US dollars to repay that loan. So that means that you will want to hold onto US dollars as a deposit. So that's one of the reasons why you can see high levels of deposits in all of these different countries, because as the population borrows money in dollars, it needs to retain dollars to be able to repay that. And also, the population has more confidence that dollars have a good long-term value, that they're not going to be halving in value every 6 or 12 months. So what are the reasons for an economy moving to using the US dollar rather than its local currency? Well, there's a variety of factors. The first is confidence. So if you have a currency that is devaluing frequently, then people start to lose confidence in it. So let's take the extreme example of somebody who's just won the lottery. And if you've won $1 million on the lottery, then you know that you are financially safe. You're going to be happy for the rest of your life. However, if the value of that $1 million suddenly deteriorated rapidly and it became worth only $10,000, then you would no longer be financially secure and you'd have to go and find some more money. And that's really the summary of what's happening in a lot of these countries. You may be sitting thinking that you're very wealthy and you may have millions of whatever the local currency is. But if you see a rapid deterioration, then that can wipe out your net worth really quickly. So if we look at what happened in Zimbabwe in 2008, just prior to the collapse of the Zimbabwe dollar, inflation was recorded at being in the billions. So essentially, the local currency became worthless. And what happened in Zimbabwe at that time was that they abandoned their local currency and moved to using the US dollar. So if that happened to you, you could see your net worth evaporate. So in our example, you could go from being a millionaire to being penniless within a short space of time. And people are worried about that. So when you start seeing very high levels of inflation and the currency devaluing, people want to move their net worth and move their investments out of the local currency and into something that they have confidence in, which is generally the US dollar. So that's what's happening on a local level. But when you look at companies and what's happening in international trade, a lot of business that goes on in countries relates to international trade and either multinationals who have operations in a local country or they're trading with multinational companies. So when you're dealing in the global economy, the generally accepted currency is dollars. So you can have an exchange rate and you can pay in your local currency and you just have to work out how much that equates to in US dollars. But if your local currency is starting to deteriorate in value rapidly, then nobody wants to deal with your local currency because the value of the money that they're receiving is going to be a lot less. So when that happens, all of the companies in a country will move away from the local currency because it's too difficult to manage and too volatile. And they'll then want to start invoicing people in dollars. And they'll also want to be paid in dollars because they're having to buy things in dollars in the international markets. Dollars are a safe way of trading. You know what the value of a dollar is. If you're dealing in local currency, then you run the risk of losing money if that devalues rapidly. So when you've got a situation like you've got in Turkey right now, where we've got high levels of inflation and the currency devaluated rapidly through 2021, then people move away from using that currency because it's too high risk. They don't want to run the risk of making losses because of exchange rates. It's difficult enough as a business making profit, but what you don't want to do is run the risk of all your profits being wiped out because exchange rates moved against you. So companies also want to move away from the local currency to US dollars. And taking that to the next level, if you've got a company that's dealing predominantly in dollars, it's receiving most of its income in dollars, then it will want its financial obligations to also be in dollars. So if you're taking loans from banks, then it makes sense to take that loan in US dollars because you know what your US dollar income is and you know you've got the cash to pay back that loan. So everything starts to move away from the local economy and move into international US dollars. And that's what dollarization is. And that's what's happening in Turkey right now. So looking at the figures that we've just talked about, we were at around 45% dollarization at the end of 2020. At the end of 2021, it's now 65%. So it's now 2/3 of the economy is US dollars. So the Turkish lira is actually in a minority now in terms of the loans that people are taking and the transactions that are being done. And this is predominantly because the Turkish economy depends upon exports. Turkey imports a lot of goods, which it then processes and manufactures and then exports back out. And all of the companies who are involved in that process want to deal in dollars. They're buying items in US dollars and they are being paid in US dollars by their clients. So they want to keep everything in dollars because it's much simpler. If you have dollar denominated accounts, dollar denominated deposits, then you know where you are. You know what your ins and outs are, and you've got the currency to cover it. If you're having to switch those dollars to Turkish lira and then switch them back again, then you're running the risk of the exchange rates moving against you and losing money just because the Turkish lira devalues. And it's the same for the population of Turkey. People feel more comfortable having their savings in US dollars because they know what the value is. They know that their net worth is not going to be eradicated just because the currency moved against them. So that's why we're seeing high levels of dollarization in Turkey right now. And Moody's are forecasting that there will be a slight increase through the course of 2022. So we're not going to see this problem go away anytime soon. And actually, if we see inflation staying at the sort of levels they're at right now, and I just reported recently that we're almost at 50% inflation for the year to January, then that's going to cause an even higher level of dollarization because more people will lose confidence in the lira and more will want to move into dollars. So what are the issues with regards to dollarization for a country like Turkey? Well, the problem with dollarization is that the central bank loses control of the economy. So we've talked a lot about quantitative easing and interest rates and inflation on this channel. And what you have in most countries is a central bank will be operating its policy and it will have a target rate of inflation. So if we take the US as an example, the target rate of inflation is 2%. Now, one of the reasons that inflation is currently up at 7% is that through the pandemic, the Fed was pumping money into the economy through quantitative easing. So it was issuing bonds in the market to create liquidity, to encourage lenders to give out more loans, and for people to therefore have more money to spend and keep the economy moving. Now, that policy was very successful, but the flip side of pumping money into the economy is that it drives up prices. So inflation is now running at around about 7% in the US. And so the Fed is now having to do something to change the situation. So the Fed recently announced that it is stopping quantitative easing, and it's also likely to start increasing interest rates because that puts the brakes on the economy, stops people spending, and brings prices back down. So the Fed is in control of the US economy, and it's now doing things to try to bring back inflation. If we look at Turkey, if two-thirds of all of the economy is using dollars, then that means that they are not in control of two-thirds of all of that spending. So they are now more closely linked to what the US is doing and the US's foreign policy. So Turkey has famously started reducing its interest rates at a time of very high inflation. So that's contrary to traditional economic belief. Now, that won't actually have that big an impact if two-thirds of the economy is actually using US dollars. They are now linked to what's happening for interest rates in America. So the interest rates are likely to start going up in the very short term in America. And that will have an impact directly on Turkey. When interest rates rise, it usually attracts in more investors into an economy and drives up the exchange rate for that currency. So it's likely as the interest rates go up that the dollar will strengthen. And that's going to be bad news for Turkey because as the dollar strengthens, then more people will be attracted to it and less people will be attracted to lira. And the relative exchange rate between the Turkish lira and the dollar will also come under pressure. So at the moment, we've got a relative rate of around about 13.5 Turkish lira to $1. If the dollar increases in value, then that will move above 13.5%. So the Turkish central bank will have the option of either supporting the lira by using more US dollars to buy lira in the currency markets or to just let the exchange rate go. But if they let the exchange rate go, then more people will lose confidence in the lira and more people move to the dollar and it becomes a really vicious circle. So hopefully you're starting to see the problem that you've got that once most of your population and companies are using another currency, it's really difficult to get them to move back to your home currency. And as I mentioned before, the problem gets accentuated by the fact that a lot of companies want to borrow in US dollars and therefore want to retain US dollars. So it's really difficult to break the cycle. Once your own currency loses value, then it's really difficult to get everybody to move 100% back to the Turkish lira. So let's talk about some specific US dollar related problems that are going on right now in Turkey. So as you'll know, if you follow the channel, Turkey has to buy gas from overseas. It uses natural gas to fuel its power stations, and also a lot of the homes in Turkey are fed with natural gas for heating and cooking. Turkey does not have large reserves of natural gas, so it has to buy its supplies in from Russia, Azerbaijan, and Iran. And the problem with that is that they need large amounts of US dollars to do so. So in December, we reported that over $3 billion was used buying gas, and Turkey is having a very cold spell at the moment. It's had a lot of snow in January, so the demand for gas is rising. And I reported recently that the pressure on the US dollar reserves for Turkey had resulted in some blackouts and a lot of the industry in Turkey having its electricity switched off for a long period. In addition to the gas purchasing, the Turkish central bank has also been supporting the lira in the currency markets. And in December, it used over $7 billion to keep the value of the lira up. And it's reported that that support scheme has continued through January and that the bank is spending around about $1 billion per week to keep the exchange rate constant. So there's a big ongoing requirement for US dollars from the Turkish authorities. And they can see these high level of US dollar deposits in all of the banking system. So they've asked the locals to exchange their US dollar deposits for Turkish lira, and that they will guarantee the value of those deposits in the event that the lira does reduce in value compared to the dollar. In addition to that, they've also asked all corporates in Turkey to hand over 25% of all of their foreign currency reserves to the Turkish Central Bank. Now, the problem with these schemes is that the reason that people have got their money in US dollars is that they don't have any confidence in the Turkish lira. And the value of the deposit protection scheme that's being offered by the Turkish authorities really depends upon the level of success of the economy. So if the Turkish economy does start to struggle, then the value of those deposits is worthless. So it's a big ask for all of the population to be handing over their US dollar deposits, especially when they know that those foreign currency reserves will be used to buy gas or to support the lira in the international markets. So that money is gone forever. It's not an investment. It's not something that the Turkish authorities will get back. They're literally using it just to support what's going on in the country right now. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, dollarization is a big problem for a lot of economies around the world. And the biggest issue is that once you've moved to an element of dollarization, it is virtually impossible to get rid of it because people become comfortable with US dollars. They know the value of a US dollar and they see it as a store of value. We talked on this channel before about inflation eroding the value of your money. And people at times of high inflation look for stores of value. So the classic store of value is gold. Everybody sees gold as having long-term inherent value. There's a limited amount of gold in the world. It's a precious metal. Everybody knows the value of it. And therefore, at times of volatility, a lot of investors move into gold because they know that their investment is safe. And that's the same philosophy that everybody is following in these countries for dollarization. They see the US dollar as being a safe haven, a good store of value, and therefore they're happy to put their net worth into dollars at a time when their local currency is devaluing. And that's what's been happening in Turkey over the last few years. So even at the end of 2020, which was before we saw the major devaluation of lira in 2021, even at that point, the level of dollarization was at 45%. So almost half of all of the money in the Turkish economy at that point was US dollars. It's now almost two-thirds of the economy. So there's been a massive increase over the last year or so. And that really reflects the lack of confidence in the Turkish lira. People saw the value falling and wanted to get out of it before it was too late, before the value of their savings was wiped out. So now that everybody's moved into dollars, it's very unlikely that they're going to move back into Turkish lira anytime soon. There's still a lot of volatility in the international markets, and people are worried that the value of the lira is being artificially held up by the Turkish Central Bank. And the messages that the Turkish Central Bank are sending, whereby they're asking everybody to hand over their US dollars, isn't giving anybody any confidence that the problem has been solved. It looks more like the Turkish Central Bank is doing things behind the scenes to keep the value of the lira high in the international currency markets, but actually, it's artificially created. If that support scheme stopped, then it is likely that the value of the lira would continue going down, and therefore the value of everybody's savings in lira would also go down. So that confidence factor is very, very difficult to repair. And the problem that Turkey has is that it's now not in control of its own economy, because two-thirds of its economy is linked to the US dollar. So it's now being controlled by what happens in the US, rather than its own central policies. So that's another thing that's really difficult to break away from. Once you're locked into that cycle, very, very difficult to go back to the way you used to be. So some major issues for Turkey here, major issues for the currency, but also major issues for the economy. And this is not something that they're going to be able to solve in the next 3 to 6 months or even the next 12 months. So we're going to see continued pressure on Turkey. We're going to see linkages to the US dollar. And as the value of the US dollar starts to go up, as the interest rates go up, then that's going to put even more pressure onto Turkey. So I wanted to post this video so that everybody was aware of what's going on. We focused a lot on Turkish lira and the exchange rate and talked around that a lot. But actually what's going on in Turkey right now is more related to what's happening with the dollar. So that could give the economy a level of stability, because we've seen it in other countries around the world when they've walked away from their own currency and moved to the dollar. It's actually provided them with more stability than they had previously. So this could potentially be a positive thing for Turkey, but unfortunately it'll be negative for the Turkish lira, because as time goes on, it's likely that less people will want to deal in lira and more people will want to deal in dollars. So hopefully you've enjoyed this video, you've liked what I've said. If you did, then please give me a thumbs up and don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already.